Proclamation number 2409, dated the July 15th, 1942. Why prayer is necessary. People's endeavors at present only apply to matter, and this means a standstill of spiritual development. There is a danger that the human being will regress if he will not come to recognize his state of poverty, for God's adversary is trying to pull the souls down in order to win them for himself completely. And the more he succeeds, the harder it becomes to escape from him again and turn towards higher spheres. The human being's will is weakened and can only change with God's help, which categorically requires calling upon him for help. And this makes prayer therefore the first and most important requirement. As long as the human being is still able to pray, he is not hopelessly lost, since every call for strength in spiritual adversity will be answered, and if the human being can no longer recognize the spiritual adversity he is in, which is also due to the adversary's influence, and thus ignores the blessing of prayer, he will then be led by God into situations which will make him realize his own helplessness in earthly difficulties, so that he will then take his refuge in prayer and call upon God in his adversity. He is always ready to help. He will not deny his support to any petitioner. He gives strength to the weak and alleviates every adversity, but he wants that his help shall be consciously desired. He wants the human being to come to him as a petitioner, because this is the admission of his lack of power and strength, which God has to demand of the being which it wants, in arrogance, in conscious awareness of its power, turned away from the one from whom it had received its strength. The being shall become a recipient of strength again as it had been in the very beginning, nevertheless it shall work with and not in opposition to God, and therefore it first has to realize that it is an utterly weak being without God's love, in order to motivate it to join God again, from whom it had voluntarily distanced itself. Therefore the unity with God has to take place in free will again, and therefore the being cannot be given strength against its will. But it is expressing its will through prayer, through the desire to be given strength, which God will always fulfill. For he only wants to be acknowledged as the giver of strength, and that the being abandons its former resistance through prayer and willingly seeks to unite with God again, so that it then can be permeated by God's strength and thus become a recipient of strength once more, as it was originally destined to be. Amen.